The Gospel of John, chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias, and a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. Then Jesus went up onto a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming towards him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus asked this only to test Philip, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Adrian. Well, there are 2 heroes in this story today, Jesus and a little boy. And I've got 8 minutes this morning I've given myself to share with you in view of the fact that we're gathered together as a wider community and there's no children's work. So things to inspire you to love, trust and follow Jesus from this passage. So it's going to be short today, so stay with me. Picnics. Picnics are a great resource. I love a shared lunch. I don't know about you, I love a church. Shared lunch, church picnic, church barbecue, not really fussy. You get all sorts of things that you wouldn't normally try. I remember someone brought salmon vol-au-vents once when we were down south in Waterlooville. There was always an abundance of quiche, amazing cakes, tasty salads, fruit puddings. I love ad hoc picnics too. I don't know if you like an ad hoc picnic. Just grab a bit of baguette and some cheese and some hummus. A bit of chorizo maybe. Soak up the sun, play games with other church families on the grass, in the sun, on the beach. Eating is a great distraction, isn't it? Opportunity to make conversation in a less intense way, less awkward way. Great opportunity to bring a friend, perhaps. Jesus values being together. That's our first point there. If we have our next slide, thank you. Jesus values being together. This isn't just socializing. This is fellowship because it centers on God. Jesus is modeling here how we can bring God into this simple act of sharing food. And we read that bit, didn't we, about teaching your children in Deuteronomy 6. It's so important that we bring up our children as we bring up our children to teach them. I remember my mum, she would say, "Look at a beautiful view." And she would say, "Isn't that beautiful? Isn't God clever?" And she'd do other little things like that. And those things are important. But it can be difficult to maintain it in the home and to remember. But one thing that's really easy to do and to remember to do is to say grace before a meal. We read, don't we, that Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, as Trudy was telling us, and distributed the food. And in Luke's gospel of this account, Luke includes specifically that Jesus looked to heaven when he gave thanks. He honored God for the food. There's no doubt that Jesus was giving thanks to God. That detail reminds us. And then, well, if food at a Christian event is great, free food is even better. And in Luke's gospel, Luke recalls how Jesus makes this a teaching opportunity for his disciples. Jesus addresses his disciples and he says, "You give them something to eat. Give them." My two most memorable pioneering and evangelism events both involved free food. And at Penrath, we do free food at our cafe services and at Alpha. I'm hoping that both of those are going to be starting before too long. So that we can do those again. Free food. Generosity. Just that there was an abundance of food. And then even so, Jesus didn't condone waste. He collected up what was left over. Learned lots from this amazing event where Jesus turns a great gate crashers teaching conference into a miraculous celebratory free food family picnic. No wonder the crowd go on to say that Jesus is the Messiah. And of course, Jesus here has replayed that miracle of God giving manna in the desert, pointing to the fact that Jesus is the Messiah. And the gospel writers draw that out later as you read on in their accounts. That he is greater than Moses, who gave manna in the desert. Jesus has come to save us from our sins. But I've read this account from John's gospel today, although we are doing Luke's gospel as a whole. So why have I read from John's gospel today? And it's because I want us to learn also from the other hero in today's story. John's gospel is the only account that includes this little boy. And little boy in the Greek is double diminutive. So, little boy. This is a child, it's not a young man. The barley bread that he had was cheap. So the boy was probably poor. And the two small fish make that coarse barley bread more palatable. And there's more than one meal here. Well prepared, or a family's meal, we don't know. Either way, the child gets to find out that the church leadership are worried about food. He steps forward and he offers all he has. He offers the most naive response possible. And Jesus turns it into a teaching opportunity. Do not neglect the children. Do not dismiss their ideas, says Jesus. Do not underestimate what God can do with their contribution, says Jesus. And as we read earlier in the dedication, we read, Jesus says, "Let the little children come to me." And here the writer who writes last remembers to include that detail of the child. Celebrate the contribution of the child. So if you're the kind of kid that gets dragged along to church events, you can do amazing things. Rich or poor, you can be the spark of the whole day. That day there was teaching and healing, as Luke recalls. But also the contribution of this child is the seed and inspiration for one of the most memorable miracles of the ministry of Jesus. This is the only miracle, apart from the resurrection, that is in all four gospel accounts. Jesus celebrates the presence of children. Jesus encourages their ideas. Jesus celebrates them as an example, and Jesus values their contribution. And Jesus tells us to do the same. Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child, says Jesus as he stands them among his arguing disciples, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. To finish, this is a challenge for us all. But this inspires us to love, trust, and follow Jesus. Jesus, the giver of life. Jesus, the Lord over nature. Jesus, the miracle worker and provider. Jesus, King of a kingdom celebrating children. Jesus, Savior to all who will receive him. Amen. Let me pray for us. Lord, help us, we pray, to live your way. Help us to love, trust, and follow you. Thank you, Lord God, for the gift of children in our experience, in our families, in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, that you provide, that you are Lord, that you came to save us. Help us to be disciples who follow you. Amen. We're now going to sing our final song. We sang this at Becca's induction, and it's been quite a favourite at a few Christian conferences I've been to recently. God is worthy of praise. Jesus is our Saviour. We pray, open our eyes and lead us out. And we respond by promising to build our lives upon the love of Christ, to trust God and not to be shaken. Amen.